You know, the Baltimore County Chamber is obviously very concerned about the minimum wage bill, especially for our smaller businesses that really are employing younger individuals and people just starting out, because we're concerned that if you bump the minimum wage, the current workers obviously are going to look at that and say, hey, I want more too. And so that, to us, is a real concern for many of our businesses.
I've talked to some small business owners who are in favor of 295, and one, I mean, Amanda from Charmington's and some others, who say if you pay these workers more, they'll stay, you know, you're going to have less turnover, and it's actually going to have a more stable workforce.
You know, I think that businesses really do their own job in terms of a free market of paying much more than the minimum wage. Many businesses do pay more, and they do it through the market instead of being mandated to pay a certain amount. And obviously, there's going to be some businesses that support the minimum wage. And I think that's, you know, good and fair. But overall, our chamber members, our 500-plus chamber members, really feel that this is a detriment to the local businesses.
Is there a particular concern for the Hunt Valley businesses and those north because they're competing with Pennsylvania?
I don't think so much of a concern of that nature. I think, though, there's more of a concern just overall dealing with inflationary messages. When you add that wage and the price of everything else goes up, I think that's the concern they have.
I've heard from a couple of Republican lawmakers who are sponsoring this, letting the counties decide their minimum wage. What do you think of that?
You know, that's a thought I really hadn't thought about,
yeah.
but I think that would create a problem. I think a competitor between different counties and border terse.
Yeah.
So I don't always think that's a good idea off the cuff, tell you the truth.